And we're looking at 1 Peter, the first chapter, and we're looking at verse 17 today. If you remember the last scripture I brought you from 1 Peter, and the first chapter was verse 16 that said, "For now the scriptures say, you must be holy because I am holy." We're now coming to verse 17. Let's look at this. "And remember that the Heavenly Father to whom you pray has no favorites. He will judge or reward you according to what you do. So you must live in reverent fear of him during your time as, inverted commas, foreigners in the land." Oh, there is so much in that verse from 1 Peter. Peter is saying to you this. This is what you've got to remember about your Heavenly Father. To your Heavenly Father, your daddy, you've got to know this, first of all, before you go any further, that your Heavenly Father has not got any favorites. You know the guy down the road who's got this massive church, and he has hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people going into that church and out of that church, and they all come out blessed, and it's wonderful. Yet the guy down the road there, he's got a church, and he has 30 people there. And the one down the road who's got the 30 people in his church looks up the road and says, he must have, God must be a favorite of his. He must have God, I don't know. I don't know what's going on. Why aren't I getting the people into my church? Yet look up there. He's getting hundreds and hundreds of people into his church. He must be a favorite of God or something. That isn't the case. Beloved, that is not the case. A miracle occurred with me today because, you see, I came on air this very day, and I'm going to be very open and honest how I was feeling. I came on air and I spoke to my prayer team and I said, why do we not have thousands and thousands of people listening to this radio station? Why are there not thousands upon thousands of people listening to this radio station? It's not fair. And I was feeling very down. Very downcast. And I was thinking about other Christian radio stations where they do have thousands upon thousands upon thousands of people tuning in. Yet I feel to myself, hang on a minute, they don't get the sort of input that I'm giving. They're not getting this wonderful worship all the time, 24 hours a day, that I'm giving. Why aren't I getting the people? And then I come to a verse like this, and I read this. "And remember that the Heavenly Father to whom you pray has no favorites." He has no favorites, beloved. None. None of us are his favorites. If God has told us to do something, and I believe the Lord God has told us to start this radio station and to keep it on the air, if God has told us to do that, then that is what we must do. No matter how many people are listening, no matter how many people are being blessed. And it just came to my mind as I was thinking about this and praying about this, because I was praying. Believe me and my team were praying. It came to my mind. If just one person's life, just one person's life was changed because of what this radio station was doing and what this ministry was doing. If just one person's life was changed, then all of the effort, all of the money, all of the finance, it was all worth it. It was worth it. And I think about that person who's on a cliff top. He's actually halfway up a cliff and he's stuck. And he can't go up and he can't go down. And he's stuck there. If no one comes to help him, he will perish because he will fall off that cliff. So what happens? The Coast Guard see it and they send out the police. They send out the helicopters. They send out the fire engines. They send out the ambulance service. They send out the cliff rescue service. So many people come out to rescue that one person, and it costs thousands and thousands and thousands of pounds. But when they save that person, that money isn't wasted. That's exactly my point. Let's move on. He will judge or reward you according to what you do. We know this. We know that God Almighty is going to judge us or reward us or both. So we have to keep a short account. Our sin must be kept at a short account. I was talking about forgiveness on the program yesterday, and it was really important that we got that lesson, that we have to keep a short account with the Lord. All of us sin and fall short. Romans 3 and 23rd verse tells us that. All of us fall short and we all sin. So we have to keep short account. Because otherwise, beloved, we're going to be judged. He will judge or reward you according to what you do. So you must live in reverent fear. That means in reverent awe, in absolute awe, in absolute wonder of him during your time as foreigners in the land. And that's interesting that Peter should say that you and I, we're foreigners in this land. We don't belong here. We're only here for a little while. Our home, beloved, is in glory. Our home is with God Almighty in his heavenly places. That is our home. Jesus says, I go to prepare a place for you. In my house there are many mansions. I believe that God has a perfect place for you in heaven, in glory. I believe right now, in Jesus' name, it's being built to your exact specification, to the place where you absolutely want to be, to your favorite, favorite, favorite place. I believe God Almighty is constructing that for you as we speak, because he loves you so much. We've got to spend our time, beloved, in reverent awe, in reverent majesty, in reverent worship of our Lord God Almighty during our time as strangers to this land, as foreigners to this land, as they say in French, étranger, which means strange or foreign. We are foreign. This isn't our home. Father God, I want to pray in Jesus' name that, Father, while we are here in this earth, that we would spend a lot more time in reverent awe of you, Lord. That we would keep short account, that, Father, you would convict us more often than you are. That you continue to convict us of this sin that permeates our lives. And I ask in Jesus' name that you would forgive us of that sin right now. In the name of Yeshua, and all glory and all honor and all praise is yours, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Let's continue to worship right now.